The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Building on yesterday's show, Christianity is not a social program. Plus, we have fallen. The question is, have many of us fallen, and have we fallen from our early passion? Remember when we were on fire? Well, that's what we're going to talk about, getting that fire back, and also setting the priority in biblical Christianity.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanity is an oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. I know those 10 numbers are really hard, but we can do this together. 972-445-0770. Your phone will probably not bite. Keep in mind, any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. I just proved that. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Shout out and first acknowledgement. Just want to say this. I need you to be praying for our good friend Clint, who's having some eye work done. Hopefully he'll be in tomorrow, but let's give a shout out to Mr. Restore.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
You know, I always read from this pink piece of paper and telling you everything Mr. Restore does. Let's keep it easy today. Any kind of cleanup that you need, sanitational, restorational cleanup, anything you got going on in a room, in a building, in a complex, they can handle for you, and they will handle it for you. They're at the top of the game, free evaluations. They work with all the insurance companies. They're A-plus rated with the BBB. They have thousands of happy customers. The biggest thing is Mr. Restore will help you put back what has been demolished, what has been damaged, what has been ruined, what has been mildewed, what has been destroyed. They will help you put it back to what we call normal or regular normal. Get it? MrRestore.com. Mr. M-R. Restore.com. 877-631-7576. 877-631-7576. You can also link. I have a link on HeMustIncrease.org. You can connect that way. Fantastic people. Of course, they're connected to the Adaptive Training Foundation. I just got my receipt from them from the giving from last year, and we're going to double our giving this year. We're just confident that this is a great group, and we want to bless them and love that Mr. Restore has brought them into our lives. So we appreciate that. And blessings for Clint, and hope everything goes well for him and got him in our prayers. That's kind of how we roll. So yesterday, I forgot my holidays.
Well, you lost them.
I lost them. I remember that it was the day after Cheese Day. So I don't know if that's a holiday. But today I have them. And there are a couple of really good ones and a couple of dumb ones. But I always like to mention them because it keeps your brain going. It keeps you thinking. So the first one, which I think is fantastic, not everybody's going to like, but I like it, is National Blonde Brownie Day. It's like, yeah, see, I like that. Noelle, she doesn't like any kind of chocolate mix. She likes chocolate. You know, she's not a big vanilla fan. She doesn't like the blonde brownie kind of thing. I like that.
I thought the blonde brownie was just powdered sugar sprinkled on the top.
Yeah, if it's got any color in it and it's not fully dark, she doesn't like it. This is how this
especially
goes.
Especially green.
Our house is very specific. Is that brown? No, I'm not eating it. Okay, all right. Great. Next, it's Answer Your Cat's Questions Day.
Well, sure.
Sure. Who came up with this? They have to have a dispensary in Colorado for them to come up with this. I mean, Answer Your Cat's Questions Day. The answer is no. I don't know what the problem is. Also, National Hot Sauce Day. I'm a huge fan.
Yeah.
Huge fan of hot sauce. Huge, huge. In fact, you ever go take that trip in California, you go through Barstow, there's that one place that has 190 different hot sauces. It's by the jerky place. Have you ever seen it?
So you're talking like, you know, like the bottle of hot sauce, not salsa.
Yeah, correct. Hot sauce. Just
Tabasco.
Yeah, that beyond Tabasco. Tabasco's in the minors.
Oh.
This is the stuff that's in the majors.
Cholula.
Yeah, you put it in your mouth and you go, but if you have any sinus problems,
yeah, slap
fantastic.
Your mama hot
yeah,
sauce.
It's like, yeah, it's like slap your mama hot
there's
sauce.
There's one called that.
That is classic. So really, we like the nuclear one. It's actually what's called nuclear. And then also for those that remember this, you remember back in the day there was great cartoons or great comic books. One was called Little Lotta, and then the other one was called Dot. Well, I always thought Dot and Little Lotta were kind of fun to read when I was five. It's National Polka Dot Day. Which is like, really?
You're kidding.
No, I think that's cool.
Look at my shoes.
Oh my goodness, there's polka dots on there.
They're Van slip-ons and they're black with white polka dots.
That's
all
over hilarious. Them. Today is National
I
Polka
didn't
Dot
know.
Day. You got it. You nailed it down. Good job. A couple things to tell you. These are just two small things. In 1946, on this day, the Central Intelligence Group was established by President Harry Truman, S. Truman. That was later replaced by the Central Intelligence Agency, but originally they were called the Central Intelligence Group. The problem with that is it sounds like an insurance company.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm just saying, from a governmental agency, that's not great. 1952 on this day, the first commercial jet, now this is important, the BOAC's Comet was put into service. I'm going to tell a secret. I don't care who gets in trouble now because they're all dead by now. I was on a BOAC flight with my mom and dad when I was in second grade. We went to London overnight. There were 12 people on the entire plane. It was a 12-hour plane ride. They let my brother and I go into the cockpit, sit in the pilot seat. Can't do that no more. And then turn the plane just a little bit and then turn it back a little bit.
It was on autopilot, I'm sure.
I'm back. It was. But it was just like, it was amazing in there.
Fun.
It was really kind of cool. And then the last thing is 1968 on this day, Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In.
Ah.
Yeah, I like that show. That was funny.
Suck it to me.
Suck it. Remember which president said that? Suck it to me? That was Richard Nixon said that before he was president.
No.
Ah. So a little good trivia right there. All right, let's get into our next thing. We'll do some Bible trivia in the next segment. This is a pretty interesting one. I want to build on yesterday. I want to read this portion, and then you can get mad at me later. That's fine. Here we go. Mark chapter 8, verse 27 through 33. Jesus and his disciples went on to the villages around Caesarea Philippi, and on the way he asked them, "Who do people say I am?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, one of the prophets." "But what about you?" Jesus asked. "Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Messiah." And Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him. Yeah, great answer, right? Okay, hold on. Verse 31. Then he began to teach them that the Son of God must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again. He spoke plainly about this. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter. "Get behind me, Satan," he said. "You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns." This is the moment where Peter went from the throne room to the toilet room in one moment. He did such a great job saying, "You're the Messiah." And as soon as he heard that, he was all like, "Yeah, I said it right. You're the Messiah. Thank you very much." And then the next minute, he's pulling Jesus aside and saying, "You know, not so fast on this crucifixion stuff." And Jesus rebukes him with one of the mightiest rebukes there is. "Get behind me, Satan." Was Peter Satan incarnate at that moment? No, but he was influenced by Satan. And you're thinking, but he was influenced by Satan, and Jesus was telling him to get behind him, and then Jesus defined it. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns. And that's the priority of God versus the priority of man. What's the priority of man? We got a 13-year-old girl going around the world telling everybody she's a doomsday prophet. When I was 13, I was on Mr. Natural and four-way window pane and had five times the knowledge this girl has. She's no prophet. She's no concern of the kingdom of God. It's totally false, totally ridiculous. What's important are the priorities of God. And what was the priority of God that Jesus was defending at the moment? That he had to die, and according to the law, he had to be killed, and then 3 days later rise again. What was important was salvation. What was important was getting people so they can be right with God through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, given by the grace of God, received by faith. The bottom line is that if you and I don't see that as a priority, we might be stuck in human concerns only. And that has a big, wide open door for satanic movement. It's like, uh-oh. Now, the one thing I would think in my life that I would want Jesus to say to me is, you know, good job, well done, come in, my faithful servant. Any of that, that's good. Or, all right, well, you tried your best. I mean, that's good. You tried your best. That'd be good. One thing I don't want to hear from Jesus, get behind me, Satan. Whoa, wait, what? That's the one thing I don't want to hear. Well, the way that I lean into that is if I am only operating in human concerns. I've got a message, right? I said this yesterday, and I'm building on it, and it's superbly important. And I'm not apologizing in any capacity for the priority of this. The social gospel is one of the most offensive things to the cross of Christ because it makes the social gospel more important than a restored relationship with God through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ by his death, burial, and resurrection. And that is sinful and satanic all by itself. The priority here is to get right with God, and you can't get right with God by your social program. You have to get right with God by receiving, acknowledging, thanking, processing, yielding, every word you want to use, the testimony God has given regarding his son, that he died on that cross, he was buried, and then 3 days later he rose again. If you don't accept and acknowledge that first as the priority, you're in trouble. You know, we got all these politicians all over our country. Everybody's trying to say they are the thing. They are from God. Their actions are from God. Not one has stood up and said, well, first of all, everybody needs to repent and accept and acknowledge and receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior in their heart by faith right now. See, that would be a Christian priority. You wonder why I'm top center, because nobody's going to go to hell over a chicken in every kitchen kind of mentality. Nobody's going to go to hell over that process of thinking of man. They're going to go to hell because they reject Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And if you don't have Christ as Savior first, you got bupkis. You got nothing. Okay? We come back, we'll get serious about it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, we'll be back.
Sometimes things go according to plan. Sometimes not so much. The Lord will always help his kids, but he does want us to use the wisdom he gave us as well. Insurance solutions are a great key for using preventative wisdom. If things do go in a tougher direction, insurance can be used to fill in the gap. There's biblical evidence for preparing for the future. King David did this for Solomon and the temple. Stephanie Vasquez has joined forces with New York Life Insurance Company to help provide insurance needs to fill in the gap. the gap. Stephanie hopes you never have to use the insurance she brings to you for life solutions. But if you do, it's good to know there's someone there who can help. Stephanie Vasquez will help you fill in the gaps. Call her today at 214-499-5378 or go to LinkedIn and type Stephanie Vasquez, NYL. That's LinkedIn and type Stephanie Vasquez, NYL. Stephanie Vasquez, New York Life Insurance, and you. A threefold cord is not easily broken. Ecclesiastes 4:12.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Let me tell you what I'm torn between the two. I'm twixt between the torn two. You want to know why? I've got the biggest breaking story ever.
No, you need to do that first. Yeah, I just can't wait.
More than my whole thing about the four-way stop sign.
Yep.
You want me to do the number one story?
That's
Ladies
right.
and gentlemen, you better get ready. Here's my advice. I don't give this advice very often, and I don't give it uncheckfully. What's uncheckfully? I don't know. Here's the biggest story you have ever heard on the David Spoon Experience. If you have children who are listening, if you are not in a car, it's time to cover their ears or send them into another room. That's how chilling this is. Ladies and gentlemen, I have it off the press literally within the last 2.5 hours. Actually, it's less than 2.5 hours ago. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. I have it right in my hands. Get ready. Do not get nauseous when you hear this. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a fact that as of today, the Navy, the United States Navy, officially has made its proclamation. Ready? Are you ready? Are you listening? This is the most important thing ever. You ready? That Captain Crunch is a fraud. Ladies and gentlemen, the United States Navy has declared that Captain Crunch...
I do not buy it.
No, listen to this. Here's why. Let me tell you why. Captain Crunch has 3 stripes on his cuffs, and that signifies a commander and not a captain. So the United States Navy has made it absolutely known today, Captain Crunch, nay... He nay a captain. Nay. Now, it is true.
Are you going to rename the cereal?
No.
Commander Crunch?
Yes, Commander Crunch. That's the new. That's why I told you, don't let your kids hear this. It is possible that that uniform could represent either German or Portuguese Navy. They are not sure because all of those uniforms were lost with their great navies. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience and slight lunacy on a regular basis. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to call us, you're welcome to 972-445-0770. You can say howdy.
Howdy.
Website, hemustincrease.org. David at hemustincrease.org is the email. And let's just give a shout out. Let's start off this segment by giving a shout out to Stephanie Vasquez.
If you got a problem, don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you this, I can help.
See, that's the key. She can help. If you're a person that's trying to put together a savings plan, a base plan, you're just not sure what to do to get it rolling. And I don't care if you're 60, 70, 50, 40, 30, or even 20. It doesn't matter. You need to put something together. Say, well, this is what I want to either, you know, when I'm passing on, this is what's going to happen. I want to have some kind of savings. I want to have some kind of nest egg that's kind of protected. I want something I want to pass along to my kids, whatever that case may be. You want to get in touch with Stephanie, who's working for New York Life Insurance Company, top-rated company. And she's, you know, she's just got that right spirit. You meet with her, you'll know. I mean, she'll pray with you, talk with you, and then you work together, and she'll give you the best things that she's got from a fantastic, it's a fantastic company. I just happen to know that. Because when my dad, who passed away 38 years ago in about 4 days or 5 days, they came in, they did what they were supposed to do and did exactly what we had hoped. Now, keep in mind, I'd already been cut out of the big will. So this was a secondary element. Actually, there was like 5 wills, but we won't talk about that. Bottom line, get in touch with Stephanie. She will help you and walk you through it. You can reach her by going to hemustincrease.org and getting the link off of our website under Best Ministry Partners Ever. Or you can contact her by going to LinkedIn and type in Stephanie Vasquez, NYL. Or you can always call her at 214-499-5378. That's 214-499-5378. She will be on the show. Is it 2 weeks from tomorrow? What's not a week from tomorrow, but 2 weeks from tomorrow. Okay? She'll be back on. So looking forward to that. Okay, trivia question. Let's see how everybody is. See, everybody's got their brain sharp because they're like, Dave was like screaming in that first segment. I don't even know how to think about that. Well, here's how you think about that. From which part of Adam did God create Eve? Ha! Just stopping it right there. From which part of Adam did God create Eve? Huh? 972-445-0770 is the number. 972-445-0770. So you can tell where this show's going. I think you can. I'm talking about the priorities of God versus the priorities of man. See, everybody thinks, I'm really smart. The one thing we should know is by now is that God is smart and we are not so much. It's like, okay, that's fair. I want to look at Revelation chapter 2, verse 1 through 7, talking about this priority element. To the angel of the church at Ephesus, write, the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand and who walks amongst the seven golden lampstands, says, I know your works, your labor, your endurance, and you cannot tolerate evil. You've tested those who call themselves apostles and are not, and have found them to be liars. Well, you got to test, man. You also possess endurance and have tolerated many things because of my name and have not grown weary. But I have this against you. You have abandoned the love you had at first. Did you get that? You have abandoned the love you had at first. Remember then how far you have fallen. Repent and do the works you did at first. This text, and I've taught on this text before, and I'll teach on it again. And I've probably taught on it 50 times. The bottom line is that many of us abandon the love we had at first. We did not lose our first love. We abandon it. And Hebrews chapter 10, verse 32 says, remember how it was with you in the past. In those days, after God's light had shone on you, you suffered many things, yet you were not defeated by the struggle. Remember how it was in the early days? Oh, on fire and for Jesus. It's all about Jesus, man. My brother and I got saved, and it was Larry and Bruce were with us, the four Jews from Detroit. We'd go down Van Buren in 1978, 1979. If you were in Phoenix at all, you know what Van Buren was back then. We'd be witnessing to the prostitutes and the pimps. We'd be pulling out their guns and telling us they were going to kill us. And we're like, you need Jesus, man. That's how it was. It was the hippies gone wild for Jesus. I mean, that's what the process was. And many people had a fire and a passion and a commitment and a desire to honor and to serve and to love God and to do that their entire life. And then what happens is somewhere along the lines, we have this little bit of an abandonment issue where the love that we had at first, we kind of walk away from it. It's not that we're rejecting God. It's just the fire's not the same. You ever feel that way? You like the fire? Yeah, the fire seems a little low. Instead of cooking with gas or cooking with charcoal, you're cooking with Sterno. Not quite the same. Get it? So Jesus tells us three things. And this is good, by the way, for relationships. If you're married and you're thinking the fire is not the same, or in your passion in your job and you're thinking it's not the same. It's not the same. Jesus said this. Number one, remember how far you have fallen. The first thing he says is, remember how it was? Remember? Remember the passion? Remember the desire? Remember the fire? Remember how that consumed you and how important that was? He's like, remember. And then he says, and repent. Change the direction you're in now to go back in the direction you were in. You think, well, how do I repent? How do I do that, Dave? And then he tells you, the third thing he says, he remembers, he says, repent. He says, remember, repent. And then he says, return. I said, what do you mean? He says, remember then how far you have fallen. Repent and do the works you did at first. So let's use that analogy, that teaching, and let's use it in relationships. You tell me how it sounds or how the reality is. You get together with your husband. You get together with your wife. Before you got married, you were dating, right? Dating. Things are on fire. Relationships on fire. Everybody goes, oh, that honeymoon phase. And what happened is he would do what? He would write little notes and put them on the windshield. He was all of a sudden, he was a romantic. And then what would, if you were the wife, you would, you know, scratch his head and hug him and kiss him all the time. You do these little things for one another so that you were indicating to one another that you were for one another. You loved one another. You supported one another. And you should do all those little cities, the little things. And guess what happens? Once you get married or once you go further down the road, you stop doing those things. And it, all of a sudden, it seems like things have been lost or somebody let the air out of the balloon. And it's like, well, that's because you're not doing what you did at first. What you did at first sparked that excitement, and how you maintain that excitement is you keep doing those things again and over and over and over again. You do the things you did at first. And in the kingdom of God, you remember where we were. Oh, we were witnessing. We were sharing. The whole thing was just, oh, so fantastic. And then you kind of, you know, fizzle out a little bit, and Jesus goes, remember what you used to do? Repent that you're not doing that and do that again. Remember how it was really cool? You would take your Bible and you would open it up and you would even take a dictionary, even a regular dictionary, and you'd read a word and you go, I don't even know what that word means. I'm going to look it up. And by the time you knew it, you'd just spend an hour in the Word of God. Or you would go and talk to the Lord and you'd share your heart. It wasn't a professional prayer. It was just you talking to God. Remember that stuff? That's what Jesus is talking about. Remember how you were excited for church in the beginning? You were like, ho, 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 ho. Jesus stuff. What time's church open? Why isn't open 7 days a week? We're Christians. We're doing this for God. We should be doing this. My point is that there was a passion, a desire, a hunger to be about the Father's business. And it's like, remember that? That's the coolest stuff ever. Yeah, Jesus says, remember that, repent, go back to that. You got that? That's just so cool. We have somebody calling at the end. That's pretty brave. All right. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, Brother David. This is Jerry.
Hey, James.
How you been?
How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. I'm blessed. Thank you. And I'm very concerned about your family, as I am all children.
Yeah, and I appreciate that very much.
Yeah, yeah.
We fight. We soldier on, though, don't we? We don't stop. You keep proclaiming.
Amen. There's light at the end of the tunnel, so don't give up.
Exactly, my friend. Exactly. All right. So, what was it? What part of the body did Adam find out he was giving up for Eve?
His big toe, his rib. I'm just kidding.
That was a good line, though. His rib. Good job. I guess his big toe. That's so mean. I will say there's that classic joke. Nobody get mad or offended, but the classic joke where he says, God says, I'm going to make this perfect, so on and so forth. He goes, what's it going to cost me? It's good. And God goes, it's going to cost you your spleen. He goes, what can I get for a rib?
Yeah.
Excellent job,
body
my
parts.
Friend. Excellent
I'll
job.
We'll get rid of the body parts pretty soon, and then we'll go on to something better.
Yeah, awesome.
Right. Anyway, it's good to talk to you. I hadn't called in a long time. I thought nobody's answering, so I thought I'd check in since I haven't checked in.
I appreciate it. I pray for you every day. Yeah. I pray for the audience every single day, and I'm just glad to hear your voice. I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all. Y'all hanging together. Love keeps you together. All right.
You got it, brother. All right. God bless, man.
You too, man.
All right. Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, folks. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, then come back for more. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
What is the David Spoon experience?
Now, he's crying. Now, I was still of the mindset that men don't cry. Okay? Just so you can know. And I'm getting mad because it's my story and he's crying. And I'm thinking, it's my story. Why are you crying? That's what I'm thinking in my mind. And he's crying. He's apparently a good crier. I don't know what a good crier is. I learned after my dad died, but I mean, somewhat. But this is real. You know, he's sobbing. And I'm like, and he looks up at me after he's cried for about a minute and a half. And his eyes are red. And he looks at me and he says, "This is how the Lord hurts for you." And that was it. Bam. It was like somebody just took a hammer and broke my hard heart and my, you know, my pride attitude and my over-arrogance and my everything. Looking at that guy, showing me crying and tears, and all I could think of was Jesus wept.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has 3 children and almost 5 grandchildren. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations, and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. You are welcome to call the show 972-445-0770 and say howdy. Website hemustincrease.org. If you want to email, you can send to david@hemustincrease.org. Any kind of YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. I think there's 67 videos. It's not as many as is on the website, hemustincrease.org, in regards to how many podcasts there are. There's 2,000, well, it says 2,370-something, but that number's way wrong. I mean, there's more. There's closer to 2,600, but you do what you got to do. Let's give a shout-out to our good friend Johnny Hill.
Well, we're moving on now, to the
Johnny will be joining us on Friday. Him and I are going to meet together earlier in the day, spend some time talking and praying, just kind of going over some stuff. I'm actually going to be letting him teach a segment, so I'm excited because I want to see what the Lord's been working on in his life. Keep in mind, he's the president of Men of God Moving at menofgodmoving.com. What's important about that is that if you need to make a move, and it doesn't matter if it's a big move, huge mansion, or a very small studio apartment, or an office, doesn't matter, get in touch with Johnny, and he will absolutely take care of you, especially if you mention the David Spoon Experience. He gives you even a bigger discount. menofgodmoving.com. You can go to Facebook, and you can type in Men of God Moving. You can go to our website, hemustincrease.org. We have a link for him there. Their number 817-707-7672. 817-707-7672. Love Johnny. Him and Mara, great people. Love them. Okay. Okay, let's get into this next portion. This is where you guys have to love me. You don't have a choice. You are called to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. Love your neighbors, you love yourself. You're called to love your enemy. You don't got a lot of room here. There's not a lot of escape or wiggle room as much as you would like. Here is something Jesus said regarding these priorities that we're talking about. So we talked about the priority of God versus the priority of man. And man has this mentality that what they think is the best that there is. And God is like, that's so satanic, it's incredible. And then in Revelation, you find out, look, at you can have a church like Ephesus. They were fantastic. They did a great job. Except for one thing, they were drifting from their commitment of their devotion and of their love and connection to Jesus. And so you can have a fantastic church that has the best doctrine, calls out false apostles, nails everything down to the letter. And if you have not stayed consistently engaged in your communion and your relationship with Jesus Christ, you're going to get rebuked, period. No, well, our doctrine's better. Yeah, but if you don't love Jesus, it don't matter. And that's the part that I don't know why people are missing, but that's an important part. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 through 23. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and drive out demons and perform many miracles? And then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Now, there are some people that will teach, see, this is only the Pentecostal line. But that's a really infant mindset in understanding what Jesus is saying. And I say that without reservation. He's saying that even if you do all these fantastic works, including supernatural stuff, if you're not connected to Jesus, it don't matter. If you give your body to be burned and you don't have love, you're nothing. Remember that whole portion there? Not just the things they read at the weddings, but the beginning portions. If you give all your money to the poor, but you're not connected in love, you're not connected, baby. It ain't going to help you. And you can say, Lord, 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 Lord. And if you've been listening to any politicians, they all say, Lord, Lord. I just don't think many of them know which Lord they're calling out to. And so Jesus makes it pretty clear. He's going to say what? What is he going to say? I never knew you. That's like going, who are you? What do you mean, who are you? Who are you? Well, I did this, and I did this, and I did this. And you're going to get a golf clap from Jesus. Ready? But that won't get you in. You got to know the Lord. It's not, you have to know the Lord. And there's people out there that's going, no, what are you talking about? You got to know the Lord. 1 John chapter 1, verse 3. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard so that you may also have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. Here are two verses that clearly outline that we have fellowship with the Father, fellowship with the Son, and fellowship with the Holy Spirit. If you don't know what it is to know the Lord, you don't know the Lord. You know of the Lord, and knowing of the Lord won't get you in. Period. There's many who know of the Lord. There's demons who know of the Lord. That doesn't mean anything. You have to know the Lord, and he has to know you. There has to be a connection, a relationship. And people may make fun of it, and I don't blame them the way that I think that a lot of preachers will portray it or connect it. Not all, but many preachers will just say, well, just pray and read your Bible. And that's all they say, but they don't make the connections for people. Look, when you pray, you talk to God. When you read the Word, he talks to you. That's the essence of a relationship, talking and listening, talking and listening. That communication is at the core. And that's what's critical. And you think, well, you know, what about all these wonderful things that I've done in the name of the Lord? Well, the Lord knows whether you've done them in his name or just utilized his name. I don't know that. He does. But he's telling people ahead of time. There's going to come a moment. People are going to come up to me, and they're going to go, oh, we're getting in, right? We did all this stuff and all this stuff. And he's going to go, who are you? And it's like, whoa. Another thing I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear, get behind me, Satan. And I don't want to hear, who are you? I pray a lot. I'm a very devotional guy. I don't have any problem telling people that. I didn't always pray. I've been a Christian 41 years. I haven't done the great job for 41 years. I've done a better job the last 22 years. But the bottom line is I pray even to the point of annoying. Well, is that okay? Yeah, that's one of the methods Jesus taught in prayer. Pray persistently. So much so that I want the Lord to go, it's him again. You know, that's what I want. Because then he knows I'm knocking. Then he knows I'm coming. And here I come with this. Here I come with this petition. Here I come with this prayer. And so the idea, though, is for us to grasp that this moves way beyond this scope of human definition, worldly definition. One of the worst things that happened to the church in the last 50 years, absolutely, positively the worst. And it's happened in Bible colleges. It's happening in seminaries. It's happening all over the place. And that is that the culture has permeated into the teaching people who are teaching these young leaders in quote unquote the Christian faith, and they take that culture teaching and insert it in priority over the statements of Jesus Christ. So the truth doesn't have the authority and the position it used to have. The culture now does. I mean, I'm going to be doing a teaching in the next couple of days, and I just have to bring this up. You know, they talk about people getting offended, and you're saying the wrong thing, and this and that. You know what Jesus said 2,000 years ago? If you're not offended by me, man, you are so blessed. If Jesus doesn't offend you, you are blessed. Because he is straight out offensive. It ain't snowflake. Jesus comes out, and Jesus has a torch. He's got like a physical, just like the human torch. And anything that gets in the way that's contrary to God, whoosh, he just burns it up. No, we're not doing that. Nope, that's not happening. Nope. And he said, blessed are you if you're not offended in me. Because you know what? Here's the worst thing of all. God, get ready. All right, I got 3 minutes. I got to say this really nice. I'm trying to be nice. Don't get the wrong idea. I'm not mad at anybody. I actually had a wonderful day today. God doesn't care what your opinion is regarding his truth. He could care. He doesn't care. His truth is not going to change based on you receiving it or rejecting it. God's not going to alter his truth in order to fit the culture. God doesn't care. Politicians care. Popularity seekers care. Christians should not care. Culture changes, but truth does not change. And this walk that we have has got to be connected to God's declaration of truth. And our priority needs to be his priority. And our mind needs to be his mind. And every time they start talking to me, and I just had this conversation with somebody about left and right, it's like, well, you better be top center first, because every breath you take every single day is a gift from God, and we will first be accountable for that. That's what I'd love to hear from some of the leaders. And you think, well, they're not supposed to be pastors. No, but if they're professing faith, they had best be true to the faith they profess. Otherwise, they're just what Jesus said all along with all the people that opposed him. They're just hypocrites. Look, I'm not saying you have to be perfect, but I am saying you have to get the schematic right. The priority is God, his kingdom, his truth, his desire, his way, first and foremost. Then everything else is interesting, but not eternal. And the only thing that counts is that which lasts forever. I just want to be one of those things. I want to be eternal and happy about it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
What's happening is the churches and educators and our government and everybody is too concerned about being politically correct. And what's happened is the walls have fallen down, and we need to rebuild them, and we need to build them back. And the only way we can do that is with God's people taking a stand.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. And I will say, especially in regards to the political correctness, it's just man's attempt to establish their own righteousness apart from God. And that's why it has so much confusion attached to it that nobody can figure out what's going on, because it goes all over the place.
Well, the only hope for America is not the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. My hope is in God and his people taking a stand this coming election season. And let's get men and women in office. And again, I'm not telling people who vote for, but we need to take a stand for God's truth and his righteousness.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I just want to thank you and extend a thank you to you for taking the time to come on the show, sharing with us, giving us that perspective. I appreciate it, and it was a privilege and an honor for me to have you on the show, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for inviting me. God bless.
All right. God bless you, too. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Pastor Franklin Graham. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, where on my exit last time, I messed up my own name. That's pretty good. Great quality and skill there. You're welcome to call us 972-445-0770 and say howdy. Don't forget our website, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Can give another shout out. We don't have music yet. We don't have our commercial yet, but I'm kind of laying the groundwork for Kimberly McQuinn Ellis, who is our new real estate aficionado expert, who is, by the way, I was going over some of her stuff. She works with first time buyers and experienced investors, does foreclosures and short sales. I will get the website information up to you. We'll have her connected to our site at hemustincrease.org. And I'm just excited to have her and Tony, her husband, great people. I'll tell you, they were actually partly responsible, I'm just going to tell you, for us becoming, instead of a business, a nonprofit. Not at their suggestion. When I first met them, they just poured their heart out. And I was like, gosh, I want to minister. I don't want to do business right now. And that was kind of what led from one thing to another, and now they're on board, and I'm so happy, and I'm so happy they're going to be a part of our team. I'm just really excited about it. So more information coming their way soon. Such a blessing to have them. Okay. As you know, I've been ranting and raving, and this is the ranting and raving where it's always best where people don't call in as much because I get in a little bit of a roll, and I get uptight about this. I get passionate about this because there's this point in me that thinks I love the church. Okay, I'm gonna say something that is kind of weird to people here. I love the church, the ecclesia, the called out of God. I love the big churches and the little churches. I love this group and this group. I think they're all fantastic. Each group has a ton of problems in it. Each group has a ton of yuck. Each group has theology that I think is not brilliant, and I think that on multiple sides. But each group, that those that believe the gospel and those that are passionate in their communion with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Bible-believing, born-again Christians, each of those people love Jesus, and that's my brother and that's my sister in the Lord. And that matters. And that means something. And I love them. And I love you guys that you listen and that you participate. And sometimes you answer questions. And sometimes I know you think, hey, you're a little strange. It's like, yeah, but who doesn't have a brother or a sister or a parent or an aunt or an uncle or something that's not a little weird? I'm just the weird one that's on it too. Big deal. Here's what it is. It's that everything that we talk about, if it can just get any of us one step closer, it's worth it. My wife and I, we've destroyed our finances doing this. I was praying about this today, and we've always said to one another, if it's but for one person, we need to do it. So in California, we started the radio process, and it was more of a recorded from some sermons from me being a pastor at a church. And we put it on the air. We put our money into it and just sent it out there and thought, well, who knows? Within 6 weeks of doing that, somebody had contacted us who was going to commit suicide. And they elected not to commit suicide. I'm not saying that to brag. We don't get that. That's not us. I didn't have somebody tune in at a certain time. It's just to be a part of it is just the coolest thing. It's just cool. And I want everybody to be encouraged so that you can have all those cool things happening with you all the time. We should all want to be participating in whatever it is that glorifies the Lord. I mean, that's our goal. A true body, the true Christians, we weep together and we laugh together. That's a big part of it. I want to close this show, though, with this portion. A lot of people have asked in other surveys and questions, and some people get, you know, the legalistic Christians get very offended at this, but some people will ask, well, what's your favorite portion of Scripture? And they're like, all Scripture is equal. It's like, okay, if you think Leviticus is more fun to read than Psalms, you're just weird. But maybe you feel that way. I cannot say yes or no. But my point is, people have these different portions that are just, they delight, they just enjoy. I have, whenever I've been asked that question, I have been asked that question, I always refer to Philippians 3, 7 through 9. This is my text. It's what I have on Facebook. It's kind of my underlying theme of living in existence. It's why I not just became a Christian, but it's why I continue to be a Christian and continue to try and cast away things that are not helping me in Christ. It says this, but whatever were gains for me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things, and I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. That is my personal favorite portion, especially when you get into understanding that when Paul says, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ, and I've lost all things and consider them garbage. We even had a show at one point called Everything Else is Garbage. Because all the things that you've gone through, for all the pains, all family included, relationship included, money included, power included, prestige included, fame included, all of it, it's all nothing. It's all garbage. By the way, that's not the Greek word. It's all refuse compared to knowing Christ Jesus. This idea that there's a social gospel that can exist without a connection with Jesus Christ is it's so demonic. It's incredible. Any movement that separates that connection from Jesus is demonic. Anything that tries to separate from the head of the body is demonic. And the reality check is that knowing Christ Jesus is greater than all the things that you and I can acquire or ever desire, because knowing Jesus is what we take in. If you die today, if you die in 30 years, if you die in 50 years, only knowing Jesus is what you're taking in. Not taking in any money. Not taking in any land. You're not taking in any children or parents. They enter through Christ when they make the decision themselves. All you're bringing in is what you have in him. And that is worth more than all of the riches that can ever be known. Everything else is garbage compared to knowing Jesus. If you don't know Jesus Christ, I encourage you right now to just call out to God in the most sincere and earnest way and ask him, Lord Jesus Christ, please be my Lord. I believe that you died on the cross, you were buried, and that you rose again. And I ask you, by faith, to be a part of my life, to be my Lord and my Savior. You pray that prayer, and your life will eternally change forever. And even if you're a believer now, and you haven't uttered those words in a long time, then go, just remember where you used to be at. Repent and do the things you did at first and recapture that fire. And let the power and the presence and the peace of God take over your life so that you don't have to exist to survive, but that you can actually have abundant life. Nobody does it perfect, but it never gets done without Jesus. Ever. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.